writer with the Wyos.
How you doing?
Welcome, Michael. I was just going to give a short introduction from a press release here. The Wyos are no longer the street busking acoustic old-timey Brooklyn band they began as in 2002. Since their inaugural tour, they have been on a constant path of evolution. Among other things, they were picked to be an opening act for Bob Dylan on his 28-date summer tour with Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp. And this weekend, they're going to be playing Club Helsinki.
That's right, one of our favorite clubs in the area, for sure.
Now, you've been here a few times, I think, haven't you?
We have. We've been there with the Wyos several times, and we were doing something there called Gambill, which was involving some local musicians and acrobats and theater folk joining us for a kind of night of celebrating the history of whaling in the area. So, yeah, we've definitely done several things at Helsinki.
And you live in Brooklyn full-time.
Well, I used to live in Brooklyn. I live upstate now, outside of Cold Spring, New York. So I've given up some of my Brooklyn ties, but I still get there a bunch.
And tell us a little bit about your show at Club Helsinki.
Well, the Helsinki show will be kicked off by Brian Geltner and Hilary Hawk, and they play in a band called Double Handy. It's kind of old-time fiddle, washboard-driven music, not too dissimilar from stuff we used to do several years ago. And then the Wyos will be playing mostly material from the most recently released album, Twist. So, you know, it'll be an electric kind of five-piece juggernaut of sorts. And, you know, it's a song cycle we've been working on for a while and completed about 8 months ago and released about 4 months ago or so, and we're always excited to play that material in the Hudson Valley.
And it's a song cycle more or less based on The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, it's loosely based on The Wizard of Oz and kind of the hero myth cycle that influenced me when I was a bit younger by Joseph Campbell, kind of galvanizing a lot of the myths, world myths, and, you know, putting them into a form that made them very accessible to people who are trying to find their way in the world. So, somehow or another, we tie a few things in, and somehow it worked in this album. The Oz was the impetus, and then there were other influences just from our experiences touring and being human.
So, this song, this
Hello.
Is Ellen Thurston.
I was going to say, your voice shifted dramatically right there.
Yes, didn't it, though? I'm a big fan. I always go to see you when you're here at Helsinki.
Oh, fantastic.
And the song that we just heard, what's it called? Walking the Yellow Line, something
Yellow
like that.
Lines, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like Follow the Yellow Brick Road, I assume.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were inspired by this movie, which I think is a lot of people's favorite movie. It's one of my favorite movies, that's for sure. Is next one going to be Singing in the Rain, or?
I love Singing in the Rain, too. I grew up as a bit of a child actor. I mean, not really in any official sense, but I did a lot of plays when I was a kid, and I did that one, along with The Wizard of Oz. I don't know. I mean, you know, we thought about writing another song cycle of sorts, simply because it was so much fun, and it gives you a focus immediately. Though I don't know what's next. We're actually paring down these days and going back a little bit to our roots with some of the Twist material kind of in the center, but definitely looking to become a little bit less electric for a little while, simply to rest our ears. Somehow or another, being an electric band is a loud enterprise. but I don't know. I think our writing is constantly evolving, and we've all been writing individually for a while. What I enjoyed about this particular piece of work was that it was written collectively between Teddy and myself, and then with an addition of Seth writing a song, and then really collaborative with Kenny Siegel and Brian Geltner.
How long a period did it take to bring it all together?
Well, we worked on it in fits and starts, but I think once we really started getting in on it, I think within 6 months the album was written. We started recording at one point and then really liked what we were doing and then kind of dug in our heels in deeper. And there was a lot of songs that didn't make it to the record that could end up somewhere else at some point. But it was definitely a flurry of writing and a really nice, I don't know how many songwriters collaborate much. I think it used to be a little bit more common for someone to come in with a part and someone else to come in with a part, and some, somehow or another maybe that's not as normal anymore. I don't know. I mean, the process is always fascinating to me. But this particular process was someone coming in with a bit or more than a bit and us throwing different things at it and see what stuck to the wall. So I enjoyed it. I hope we continue writing that way. I think sometimes the whole is stronger than the parts.
Hi, this is Peter Krug, another voice change.
Hey, right. keep it coming.
Okay. I'm not sure all of our listeners are familiar with the members of your band, so if you could briefly introduce them and tell a little bit about them and what sorts of instruments they play and so forth, that'd be great.
Sure. I'll start with myself. It's easy. My name's Michael, and I started out playing washboard and percussion and harmonica and trumpet, kazoo, and all these kinds of weird instruments, and I still play a lot of that, mostly focusing on harmonica, percussion, and vocals these days.
Okay.
Then we have Teddy Weber, and he's kind of a utility guy as well. He plays electric guitar, acoustic guitars. He's a great trumpet player, percussionist as well. Whatever else he throws in his hands, he'll manage to get a sound out of it.
Uh-huh.
Seth Travens is a double bass player, but he's also played some keyboards on this record and a little guitar as well. And then we have Kenny Siegel, who's playing all kinds of pianos, and Brian Geltner playing drums and percussion. So that's the makeup of this particular five-piece that will be at Helsinki. Yeah. We'll also be joined, actually, tomorrow by a trombone player, Sam Kulik,
okay,
who's a fantastic player. So it'll be a little extra.
It sounds like you're some versatile musicians, being able to play a number of instruments.
Yeah, well, you know, we are. I mean, you know, speaking for myself, I play some better than others, but I think often musicians are always like, oh, I hear that, and they try to get that sound out, and no one else is around, but the instrument's around. They'll try to, you know, fake it till it works, and I'm definitely one of those musicians who, you know, likes to have a lot of instruments around. Some I play better than others, for sure. But
well, that sounds good to me. I also like to have a lot of instruments around.
Yeah, musicians are dreadful that way. They just, you know, they hear something in their head, and it's a tonal... some tonal quality that they're looking for. There's always some instrument that will satisfy them, whether or not they could eke a sound out of just practice like anything else.
Now I'm looking at the picture of your band on the album Twist here, and I'm seeing at least two people that look familiar to me. Have you been at WGXC before, or do I know you?
Yeah, and I know Kenny has done some stuff there, so you probably recognize Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny I recognize, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. So this is not just an introduction of a new band, but people who have been here at the studio before.
Yes, absolutely. And we're all, you know, residents of the area, so we're really, you know, this is a definitely a local gig for us. Kenny lives in Catskill, and Seth lives in Hollandville, and Teddy and I both lived in the area for a while. He lived I lived in Great Barrington. He lived in, what's the town next to Great Barrington?
Okay.
I can't even remember. Hillsdale, New York. So we're all from the area.
Yeah, when I originally talked to your, I guess you'd call him public relations man, Carl Haney, he said, we can't get them all there to the studio because they live in a variety of places.
That's true. We're a little spread out.
Mm-hmm.
A little spread out.
Now the song cycle is an audience member able to sort of follow the story as the songs follow one another?
Do you show the Wizard of Oz backwards on the wall while you play or something?
Yeah, we have Roger Waters coming in and miming the Pink Floyd stuff. It's interesting. It's not a real chronological or real accurate interpretation of the film. It's a little bit more use your own imagination. I mean, it's not a very linear like narrative by any stretch. It's more of it's definitely much more of a abstract interpretation of things, like almost the way you just. I mean, I guess from my standpoint, I saw the movie on the big screen when I was a kid at some kind of, you know, like a film forum in New York with my grandmother, and I was pretty young, and I just remember never been to a big theater before and was just impressed by the size of everything and the colors. And I mean, nowadays, yeah, clearly there's all kinds of special effects, but back then I hadn't really seen much like that. And so I tried to approach the writing for more my impression of the movie than anything following the storyline per se. Everybody knows the storyline so well, I would imagine, at least most people know it well enough that it allows them to kind of enter it through whatever portal they want to. And I wanted the album to work that way, that it had a lot of multiple layers, both musically and sonically, as well as lyrically.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. When is it? Friday night at Helsinki.
Yep.
And meanwhile, Tom, can we have another number from the album?
Yeah, do you have a track we should go out on?
You want a rocker, or you want something less rocking?
I think we should go out on a rocker.
Definitely.
All right, how about Mary? I forget which track that
it's
is.
Number five.
That's it.
All right, thanks for calling today, Michael.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate the support. Thank you.
sad Professor Marvel and old Carney by trade. Before the heads of Europe did he once ply his trade. We'll read your past and future on his brand new eye book and fly away forever, fly away for good. Farewell, my daughter, you're an old maid now, heartless and forsaken since you left this Midwest town. Leave them sad and lonely now, you're sad and alone. This house is gone forever, this house is gone.